Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheban is with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. How is your Tuesday going so far?
Really, really well. Really well. It's a little chilly here. We've got the heat lamps on the chickens, just so they don't freeze to death. Hey, Rich, would you mind sharing your thoughts about how you keep your chickens warm? I think because we both keep chickens. We both want to keep them alive. And, you know, they're real productive. Probably the most productive animals on our farm because they make eggs. And everybody eats them, the cats, the dogs, etc. And we do. How do you keep your chickens warm in this kind of weather?
Well, you asked me that the other day, and basically I don't do much. The chicken coop that I have is an old trailer, like a 12-foot trailer, pull trailer that hunters used to use, like a 1960-something trailer. And I like it because I've got a closet in there for their feed. I took the cabinets out, and that's their nesting boxes. I got an old refrigerator in there for chicken paraphernalia and waters for when they have peeps and stuff. So I just leave the door open, and the guard dogs just run around the chicken coop in case an ermine or a fox or coyote or grizz or whatever wants to get in there, and that keeps them safe. So they're pretty much free-ranging chickens. You know, not so much this time of year because we have snow, obviously, but they are, basically, I don't do anything to keep them warm. They just survive. They're born in this environment, and it's kind of like analogous to people. You know, we had a very cold December, and that's the best December I like. You know, I was picking spinach on December 3rd here, and December 4th, winter showed up, and it gets you acclimated. It toughens you up for the rest of the winter when you experience cold. It's the same thing with the chickens when they're born and raised in an environment. I use mostly Buff Orpington breed, which is a kind of a large breed, very well feathered, really good egg layers, good brooders, and they're just a good breed for northern climates from the research that I have done. So I just give them a good coop. The door's open all the time. What I do is for water, people are thinking, how do I do water when you live off-grid in Montana when you have such cold temperatures? In January, by the way, we've had almost a spring kind of January. I've never seen so many 30 and 40-degree highs here in northwest Montana ever in January, especially compared to the December we had, which we had probably, I didn't write it down, so I'm kind of shooting from the hip here. I bet we had a good 12, 13 days of lows below zero. So what we do for water, folks, for those of you who have a hobby farm and you get a little frustrated, especially if you live off-grid, you don't have the energy to spare to put a heater in the water and connect it with an extension cord because that takes a lot of amps. What I do is, because I have a wood cook stove and it's going all day, I just keep pots of water on the wood cook stove. So obviously I can keep it super hot or make it boil within a minute. And I take the pots of water out and I pour it into rubber my dogs, my goats, and then a separate one in the, a little one for the chickens in the chicken coop, aka trailer. And unless it gets down to low single digits or below zero, I only need to do that once a day. So it maintains its heat, and everybody's drinking warmish water, and it doesn't freeze. It's a great little technique, if you will. Vince?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We have a hoop house, if you will, for our chickens, and it's made with horse panels. And they are literally, they have a grid 2 inches by 4 inches. So they're like cattle panels, except the grid is a little tighter. And it's covered with the fabric that covers lumber. So when lumber, when you see lumber going down the highway on an 18-wheeler from the sawmill, it's covered with this. It's a woven plastic fabric covered with plastic. So it's a composite material, and it's really, really strong. It can take 60-mile-an-hour winds as the trucks go down the road without shredding. So it's perfect for putting on the chicken coops. But it may say something like Sierra or Boise Cascade or something like that. So you can turn it inside out and put it on your chicken coop, so you won't be advertising to, you know, the airplanes that fly over, you know, the lumber company. And we cover, in the summer, we cover a third of it, a third of the 15-foot or 16-foot long hoop house, so that there's shade for the chickens and plenty of air. In the wintertime, we cover, well, between 80 and probably 95 to 98%, depending on how cold it is. And we have some heat lamps that 125 and 250 watt infrared bulbs about 3 feet above the chickens. And that's what we do. Which I've got an email I'd like to read, and it's actually a love note. And it came from someone who has been calling in here for years. Not all the time, but you know, she's been calling in. And the subject line is, Vincent, you're so full of it. And so this love letter says, and I'm going to quote, I'm not going to give you the name of the person, but I'm going to quote the entire email. It's pretty short. Love you as fellow human. But Vinny, you know, but won't admit you're full of bovine poo. Pride is the problem. We don't want to admit we all have been fooled. Unless you have very, very intimate contact or blood transference, you will not catch a virus. Dr. Sheely either drinked the COVID or ate it. If he wants to maybe just get better, he has to become a strict vegan. So please stop the disinformation. Love Dr. Sheely, but he need to use a microscope and watch, say, milk. Under the microscope, slide and watch the bacteria, etc., multiply like crazy. I have to laugh. You and your excessive disinfecting. Yeah, you going to bleach your lettuce? LOL. Now you going to take the lid off your milk-based yogurt and spray it with bleach or hydrogen peroxide? Just give up animal products. Read the book, China Syndrome, or consume anything that poops. When we partake from the animal kingdom, it's like organ transplant. You cannot cool, C-O-O-L, out their DNA. Our body rejects it. Tell Kathy, just give grandbabies nothing that not vegan. I wish I knew this years ago. I wish I could convince hubby to give it all up. He is in terrific pain. He won't give up milk, eggs, etc. It is terrible to see him, the man I love, beat the walls and scream. I cry. Don't want to lose him to death or a nursing home and be alone. Blessings, Vinny. I will still listen to your programs. Now, that's in reaction to what Dr. Sheely said yesterday about his contracting COVID. So I just wanted to read that. A nice love letter from someone who has called in here to USA Prepares. Rich, what do you have? Do you have any comments on that, or do you want to just get right into it?
I do have comments. Since you opened up that door,
okay.
I wasn't going to discuss that, but I'm going to mention just a couple of articles right here. The first article is that PSYOPs are confirmed. Governments admit using mass formation psychosis to enforce compliance with COVID restrictions, mandates, and even the Pentagon has admitted that, and I've shared that information. Scientific data shows that fully vaccinated have become the COVID super spreaders. And last but not least, I have another 30 or 40 if you want me to go there.
Rich, hold on.
Massive 145 country study shows sharp increase of transmission and death after introduction of COVID vaccines. So the reason why was because of what you just said regarding that letter and Dr. Sheely. So,
Rich, hold it just a second. Hold just a second. Doctor, I'm in agreement with you. Dr. Sheely said on air three times in three different broadcasts that he got COVID as a result of hugging someone who got the vaccine.
Right. And that's why I mentioned those articles.
Now, and I'm just putting an exclamation point on what you said. He said that. Now, he didn't say that, I read about this, and yeah, it's been reported as, he said he got it. He got it, and it took him, it took his life energy way, way, way down. And he even went so far as to say he got a stroke from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying anything out of school. I'm not saying anything that he didn't say. I'm just saying that this is really dangerous. And I asked him yesterday about the protocol that I have deployed here at the farm, my protocol, which is we put letters that come in the mail in the sun. We don't open them for days because we don't know what's inside them. When we get packages of, let's say, lettuce wrapped from the supermarket through someone drives to the supermarket, they put the groceries in the back of the pickup truck, we drive home, and then we spread out the groceries, the boxes, the bags, the produce, etc., in the sun, and make sure that we handle it with gloves and a mask, and all sides get exposed to the ultraviolet of the sun. I talked about that. I asked him about that protocol. He thought that was good. He thought that the protocol of disinfecting with ultraviolet light is good. He said that staying away from people is good. And those are the packages that get delivered here. They stay in the sun. If they're in a box, they get put in the back of a pickup truck. The pickup truck is aimed so that the sun gets on like two or three sides, and then the box is rotated. And then the box is sliced open after hours of being in the sun. And then the contents are taken out, and the same process is repeated with the contents. And we're the only ones we know in our village, the only ones, who have not contracted COVID. We're the only ones. So it's real serious, and there's a campaign of disinformation and misinformation about this. And to let people think that this is fake and fraud is crazy, because it's absolutely, positively real.
I'm going to have to comment on this, Vince, after the break.
Yeah, please do.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, my immutable point of view is that COVID is real. It's dangerous, it's deadly, it's debilitating, and it's expensive. And that fear has been used to mandate specific public behaviors, such as mandating masks, mandating vaccinations, locking down, etc. Rich, your point of view.
Today, just so you know, everybody, those of you listening in New York State, a judge just eliminated mask mandates for New York State. So take a bow, be congratulate that judge, because, look, I've given so many articles over the 11 years on the air about the lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, on how they've thrown the American people under the bus. When we hear a judge doing their job, and I can't remember her name. I know it was a female. I read the article real quick because I do a lot of prep for this broadcast. And believe it or not, I was going to talk about corruption, traitors, not practicing what you preach, hypocrisies, basically people not doing their job. But since Vince went here, I want to mention a couple of things that he just talked about regarding, first of all, lettuce. I've given quite a few articles, and this is why I give published articles in the public domain, folks, especially when it's regarding to healthcare. It's by physicians, researchers, and scientists. So regarding the technology today, they have the technology to literally grow nanotechnologies and spike proteins in your vegetables. I've mentioned several of those articles. I'm going to mention an article right here. Dr. Scott Atlas says two-thirds of COVID deaths had at least six comorbidities, and the CDC and Walensky even admitted at least four had comorbidities. That's an implication that people who died are very sick. And I want to mention this article here, too. Vince, I'll let you know when I'm ready. I'm done here. Alberta, Canada inadvertently published and then quickly deleted, hoping nobody saw, but they did, because it's on thegatewaypundit.com. So Alberta, Canada published this data exposing that more than half of the vaccinated deaths have been counted as unvaccinated. You see where this is going, folks? This is very important that you understand that. So basically what they're doing is they're admitting the people who are dying are and hospitalized and sick are the people who not only got the shot, but the people who are so-called dying of COVID, and that's very ambiguous, are the people who are very sick with many comorbidities. And I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face and out of breath about the PCR tests. Again, articles published in the public domain. The PCR tests, the antibody tests, all the tests that they're doing right now and have been to create this so-called pandemic is fraudulent. Now, did Fauci do gain of function? Did he get caught with using our taxpayer dollars with the Chinese and even the Chinese military? Absolutely he did. But I have some articles right here, and I think I probably should mention just a few of them. Fauci warns there are five stages in a pandemic. We're only on the first stage, unquote. Creepy Bill Gates gives warning of other pandemics far worse than COVID-19, calls on governments to increase supplies. Next, after assisting Chinese military in COVID R&D, the Biden administration gives EcoHealth Alliance almost a $5 million grant. And believe it or not, the World Health Organization is calling for international travel restrictions to be lifted. Now, we've given also articles about what China is doing. Look, when you give these vaccines and you create mutant strains, and then you have the World Health Organizations tell everybody to fly, especially to China, for the Olympics, I'm reading from very intelligent experts and scientists just giving a warning that this could be the spreading factor for something more nefarious that's made again in the laboratory. So is this a gain of function proven in the laboratory virus, if you want to even call it a virus? Yes, it is. But is this, especially the newer strains, more virulent, more dangerous? No, they're not. So you got to take everything with a grain of salt, and there's no proof, folks, no proof that any of these tests are valid. So you got to look at the whole picture here. And this is why I was going to talk about corruption and people not doing their job, because they're not. They're just being willing to be bribed and blackmailed and threatened, and we don't have anything legitimate, because people aren't doing their job in this country. From healthcare, you name it, politicians, bankers, judges, lawyers, academia, FBI, DOJ.
Tejero Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As more U.S. lethal aid has arrived Tuesday in the Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains the Pentagon's stance for offering 8,500 U.S. troops to NATO allies in the region.
The actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to potentially violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about I don't think anybody wants to see another war in the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This can be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating, by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. That's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich is with us in class. As we said many, many times, don't believe anything that you see in the media, hear in the media, read in the media, including here. Do your own research. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. You know, during the commercial break, they talked about the escalation of Russia. If Russia attacks, it's only going to be because they're totally provoked by the deep state. You know, and the theme of the day, with the articles that I've cast aside for today. I know Vince went into a little COVID tangent, and I'm happy to do that, but I'm going to go back on point here. And unless, Vince, you want to talk more about that. But I want to talk about the people who are basically what it boils down to, people not practicing what they preach, people not doing their job. And this is where you get, you know, words like corruption, sedition, treason, hypocrisies, double standards. You've heard me talk about that thousands of times and give thousands of examples over the years. Now, regarding Ukraine and Russia, I'm just going to mention one thing about the hypocrisies. Here we are. In fact, I've got to preface this. The powers that be are getting caught. All the narratives have fallen apart, all of them, including what we just discussed. They don't want a Nuremberg 2 trial. They don't want a lot of information to come out. So what happens when the world elite knows, not only that Americans, but the whole world knows how corrupt they are? They create distractions, diversions, and I've talked many times over the years about the distractions, the dumbing down, and the divide-and-conquer strategies they've used, because it's easier to pick someone's pocket when someone's looking the other way. But regarding Ukraine and Russia, I want you to think about the hypocrisy that they're using your taxpayer dollars to bring in soldiers to escalate things when they're not even covering our own borders. I want you to think about that. Just stick that feather in your cap, digest it. See, this is why we are where we are, folks. We are where we are because people are afraid to be called a name. People are afraid to stand for principle. People are afraid to lose their job. People are afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, millionaire, conspiracy. People are afraid to remember the millions and millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for our freedoms, and especially afraid to remember the over a million who literally died for our freedoms and liberties, for the rule of law, for due process, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights. And that's what we need to go back to. So I'm going to continue talking about this theme. And, you know, again, a lot of people think, or some people may think, maybe not these days anymore, but they may think I make these articles up. I don't. It's kind of a disclaimer of sorts. They're all published articles in the public domain. And if you don't believe it, even if you do believe it, verify, vet these articles, okay? I mean, the left is literally coming out with articles like masks make you more attractive. You don't have to believe me. You don't. But this is the mainstream media, the powers that be. What they do is create propaganda, promote false flags and hoaxes, and lie through their teeth, mostly gaslighting. And that's what they do. And here's a great article to start this theme of corruption, hypocrisies, and treason, sedition, and people not practicing what they preach. The DOJ literally have said that anti-government, anti-authority people are dangerous extremists. You can't make this stuff up, folks, especially with the articles I'm about to offer to you. You got to remember, I don't know anybody, Vince, myself, the thousands of people I've associated with over my life, that's anti-government. I know people who are anti-corrupt government, anti-overreaching government, anti-too-big government, the anti-manipulative government. That's what I know people who, basically people who are against, people who are going against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. When they see false setups, when they see the bottom 93% literally getting opportunities and their hard-earned money taken away, when they see lawyers and judges literally not abiding by the rule of law and the Constitution, when they see our government agencies literally creating false flags to set people up, when they see our healthcare institutions and organizations killing people, that's when people are anti-government. It's called practice what you preach, folks. So here's a few articles just to prove my point. The Federalist says that there's a video showing Pennsylvania official admitting election laws were broken. Next, Biden family released received $31 million from individuals linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Remember, Trump is a Russian spy. Next, Freaky Fauci spent $205,000 stolen from the American taxpayers to create transgender monkeys. I know you think I'm making it up. I promise you I'm not. Who's cleaning out our voter rolls is the name of this. Apparently, George Soros has funded a institution called ERIC, E-R-I-C, which is the acronym, and is now used in 31 states to basically not clean out voter rolls. And you need to look that up, folks. It's unbelievable. President Biden admitted that the 2020 election may very well have been fraud. He admitted this. Published articles in the public domain. Senior FBI official caught abusing authority. Remember the first article I just mentioned here, folks? DOJ says anti-government, anti-authority people are dangerous. Okay, let me go back to that article. This is hilarious. Senior FBI agent caught abusing authority, lies to inspector general, corrupt DOJ, declines to criminally prosecute. See, folks, if you don't practice what you preach, what you say means nothing. Zip. Nada. Next, Detroit man accused of setting fire to his girlfriend while pregnant with twins and gets out on a bond for $5,000. Yeah. Anti-authority, right? We are anti-authority. Next. Mysterious Patriot Front group has data leaked exposing suspect videos, outing members, and even more questions of federal infiltration. Folks, if you go anywhere, if you talk to anybody, you got to remember, when a country goes totalitarian, fascist, communism, and they are only representing the super wealthy, they will do anything to set you up. You got to keep that in mind. January 6th is a great example. China's specific scientific spies operating in the U.S. have Chinese state security code names, and the U.S. is allowing this. Look, I can go on and on with themes of corruption, treason, sedition, hypocrisy, double standards. When people point the finger who aren't practicing what they preach, look, you've heard me say a gazillion times how we need to stand for principle, and it's very simple. I have three little simple rules. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior, you get to do it too. What group you're in is irrelevant. And I've had tons of people say, Rich, that's great, but I can add 100 or at least dozens to that stand for principle rules. So can I. But we can't even get those three done. We can't get the first two done. Okay. I'm going to move on to other news here. United Nations caught red-handed, mostly using U.S. taxpayer dollars, issuing cash cards and other forms of commerce to illegal, unvetted immigrants coming through Central America. And we're anti-government. We have our own government throwing our own American people under the bus. In other words, for those of you who have relatives who died fighting for this country, the Democrats and the rhinos, the corrupt leaders, they're not even leaders, it's a criminal cabal, literally saying that your relatives, your ancestors, died for nothing. Did a collateral damage, and they died in vain. That's exactly what they're saying with these behaviors. You gotta look, you gotta rate their behaviors and actions, people. Not what they say. Next, TSA allows illegal aliens to board plane using criminal arrest warrants as a form of ID. Now, I know that some of you who think I made this one up, because it's a mind blower. But I promise you, look it up. I did not make that up. That's on the GatewayPundit.com. Great website. You should look it up for yourself. This is very disturbing. If this is true, I've read this in more than one place. This is on off of citizenfreepress.com. Sean Hannity and Kelly McEnany coordinated to silence stolen election talk, unquote. This is very disturbing because now we don't know, folks, who to trust. You've heard me say the bigger the name, the more payoffs, blackmail, threats, and compromise they are. The powers that be will allow certain people to pretend that they're for the people, a.k.a. conservative, a.k.a. Republican. But are they really? Because are they giving up half-truths to feather their own nests? It looks like that's happening, folks. This is why the alternative media is not all of us, but there's some really good sites. I've given some great sites and great resources. I think I did one a couple weeks ago. And, Vince, if you want me to do that again, I will, depending on what we talk about. Next, Christianity is being outlawed in Canada. Pastors will now be imprisoned while the government promotes LGBT pedophilia and exploitation of children. Again, I know you think I am making this stuff up. This is on naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams' website. He's got a Brighteon venue. This man is a scientist. He's extremely well-read, extremely he's not afraid of anything. He says the truth. He says it like it is. A great resource. For those of you who have not gone there, you need to go to naturalnews.com. Next, Japan, India, and the Emirates Airlines canceling flights to the U.S. over 5G activation near airports. And your buddy, Vince, Mayor Pete, is AWOL. I want you to think about this. And I've got an article here somewhere that talks about how if they activate 5G for those who have taken the so-called vax, it's going to be very, very dangerous. Next, Sinema and Manchin cast deciding votes with Republicans. Sinema and Manchin is going to go down as heroes for Americans. Pass that on to them if you know them.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens was there. Rich, I believe the quote you said was that masks make you more attractive. And I can actually think of two instances where that's absolutely positively true. And I looked up these images to make sure that I was correct. And they are the 56th mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. She looks better in a mask. And Maxine Waters. She's a U.S. Congresswoman servicing the people of California, and she looks better in a mask. Class, you can look it up. Lori Lightfoot, comma mask, or Maxine Waters, comma mask. And you'll see that it's absolutely true. Masks can make people more attractive. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, I'm going to hold off my comment on that, but anyway.
Why?
Because we could go off into so many directions, and I don't think I could stop myself. So I'm going to move on to other articles. And Vince, since we kind of we're kind of manipulating our venue a little bit lately, we will have time to have a conversation before the end of the broadcast, hopefully. Okay, let me move on here. Bill Gates, we now need a carbon tax. Do you remember, folks, when I gave articles, some even recently, where yachts and private jets are exempt from carbon tax? Look, we're allowing too many people to absorb fear. They're turning into unconscious followers. We're getting people who are too intellectually lazy to read, to research, to verify, to vet. This allows tyranny. We are subconsciously devolving. I mean, this is why you see all these traits like political correctness and certain people, based on their group, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Demanding to play the victim group status card, saying, you know, race is bigger, sex massage is homophobic. You've heard this a million times. This is cognitive dissonance. This is Stockholm Syndrome. And we have too many people who are afraid to admit that they were wrong. If look at today's children, what are they going to be left with? Look at the people who died for this country. Are we willing to spit on their graves because of our ego and pride, because people are afraid to admit that they were wrong? I mean, we've literally allowed the overthrow of a duly elected president. You know, Russia, 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 when it's been proven that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for all this. False flags everywhere. Are we going to allow ourselves to allow the powers that be, the deep state, to sell narratives to so they can basically create a cyber attack and blame it on Russia? Look, they're telegraphing everything that they're going to do. Everything. We need to speak up. We got to stop political correctness. We need to read. We need to research. Every parking lot, every restaurant, every place you go, you have to have a conversation, because the mind control, the fear, the hypnosis, the mass formation psychosis, the brainwashing into making people's followers, even when the Pentagon admits it's being done for population control, all the divide and conquer strategies, having one group attack another, all the admissions to lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and no one's doing their job. And the same people who are pointing the finger and calling us anti-government when they've betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their own profession with their own actions. And they're looking for, you know, to be put on a pedestal because they're under the guise of experts and official authorities when they've literally thrown their own credibility out the window. Look, this is why I've given so many clinical studies on basically psyops. Okay, when I talk about that, things like trigger words and how they want you to, they want to control you with your emotion. Have you heard me talk about submissive, subjective control, you know, brainwashing and emotional control, you know, the psyops, what 5G could do to you, the electromagnetic radiation. This is all about behavior modification, virtual reality, creating victim group status to control reactions. You know, just think, okay, I'm going to move on because I'm looking at the time. I'm going to move on here. New data from life insurance companies confirm that Americans are dying in unusually large numbers. I don't need to say why. This audience knows why. I'm going to mention a few articles here regarding the lies and the stories that have been uncovered, and I don't even need to connect the dots, okay? I'm just going to mention the articles. Injectable microchip tractors will be used in every person by 2026. Poll, nearly one-third of Americans say they have not gotten the vax. Actually, from my data, only 38% of Americans have gotten fully vaxxed. Just 38%. Because people are waking up, folks. Natural immunity was 6 times stronger during the Delta wave than the vaccination. Cites the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. We'll be right back, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.